key capabilities. 1. Portfolio tracking.
2.
Spending analysis.
3.
Subscription management.
4.
Payment reminders. Correction, this looks like a formatting error in the source text provided by the user. It's better to make it conversational. I will have Speaker 1 introduce the list or summarize the features, and Speaker 2 react, or they take turns describing features naturally without the 1-2 tags. Let's try to make it sound like they are brainstorming or discussing the features. Decision, I will smooth out the list part so it doesn't sound robotic. Speaker 1 can ask, what can it actually do? And Speaker 2 can answer, or they alternate describing features. Let's try to keep the info, but make it natural. Actually looking closely at the input. Speaker 1, key capabilities of the finance module include 1. Speaker 2, 2. Speaker 1, portfolio tracking. Speaker 2, 2. Wait, the input has Speaker 2, 2, then Speaker 1, portfolio tracking. Actually, the input text is Speaker 1, key capabilities of the finance module include 1. Speaker 2, 2. Speaker 1, portfolio tracking. Real-time visualization of investment returns and asset allocation. Speaker 2, 2, wait, looking at the raw text provided in the prompt raw text. Speaker 1, key capabilities of the finance module include 1. Speaker 2, empty. No, next line is Speaker 1, portfolio tracking. Wait, let me reread the input carefully. Speaker 1, key capabilities of the finance module include 1. Speaker 2, 2. This seems to be a typo in the input provided, likely meant to be alternating points. Speaker 1, portfolio tracking. Speaker 2, 2, another typo. Speaker 1, spending analysis. Speaker 2, 3, Speaker 1, subscription management. Speaker 2, 4, Speaker 1, payment reminders. Okay, the input is messy. My job is to fix the flow while keeping the info. I won't keep the 1, 2. Counting unless it fits naturally, which it usually doesn't in a podcast. I will integrate the points into the dialogue. Security section needs to be handled seriously by Speaker 2. Conclusion, optimistic but grounded. 4. Step-by-step rewriting. Intro, Speaker 1 expresses excitement about the news. Speaker 2 adds context about the shift in AI. Features, instead of a rigid list, Speaker 1 asks what it does. Speaker 2 lists a few. Speaker 1 elaborates on one, etc. Or just smooth it out. Let's have Speaker 1 introduce the category. Speaker 2 detail it. Security, Speaker 1 expresses concern excitement. Speaker 2 emphasizes trust security. Outro, Speaker 1 looks to the future. Speaker 2 summarizes the impact. Refining tone, S1, wow, imagine that, it's so cool. S2, that said, it's critical, we need to consider. Handling the list, I'll combine the list items into a natural conversation. S1, okay, so what does it actually cover? S2, well, it handles portfolio tracking. S1, and spending analysis. S2, plus subscriptions. S1, and reminders, handling the 1. 2. 3. 4. Error in source. I will remove the numbers and make it text. 5. Drafting the script, mental or scratchpad. S1. Hey everyone, OpenAI just dropped a huge update. They launched a dedicated personal finance module in ChatGPT. S2. That's a big deal. It moves beyond text to actual utility. You can connect your accounts directly. S1. Right. It turns into a financial dashboard. No more logging into 5 different apps. S2, exactly. It aggregates data for real-time views. But it goes deeper too. S1, like what? S2, spending analytics. It categorizes expenses, finds subscriptions. S1, it basically acts like an advisor. S2, it helps with cash flow control. S1, okay, let's break down the big features. S2, sure. First, portfolio tracking. You see returns and allocation instantly. S1, that's huge for investors. Then spending analysis, automatic categorization. S2, and subscription management. It alerts you to recurring charges. S1, and payment reminders to avoid late fees. S2, it's basically agentic AI taking over tasks autonomously. S1, like asking, how do I save? And getting a plan based on real data. S2, exactly. But we have to talk about security. S1, yes, connecting banks is sensitive. S2, trust is paramount. Encryption and regulations, like GDPR, apply. S1, OpenAI needs to be transparent about data handling. S2, if they do it right, it sets a new standard. S1, it shows the next gen of AI is active participants, not just chat partners. S2, it bridges the gap between conversational AI and utility. S1, other giants will likely follow. S2, for consumers, managing money will be easier.
6.
Review against constraints, output only script content. No thinking tags. Alternating speakers. Tone check, S1 emotive friendly, S2 friendly serious. Flow, natural transitions. Concise turns. 7. Final polish, ensure the transitions aren't too abrupt. Make sure S1 sounds enthusiastic and S2 sounds grounded. Ensure the list of features flows well without looking like a reading list. Self-correction on list. Instead of a rigid list, S1 can summarize and S2 can confirm. Or they can split them. Let's try to make it conversational. Input text correction. The input had speaker 2, and speaker 2, 4, which were likely placeholders for S1 to speak then S2 to react. I will remove the numbers and integrate the points naturally. Revised plan for features, S1, so what are the actual capabilities here? S2, it covers the basics and more. You get real-time portfolio tracking, S1, and the spending breakdown, S2, plus subscription management and payment reminders, S1, it really does act like an advisor. Security section, S1 acknowledges the risk, S2 emphasizes the protocol. Conclusion, mutual agreement on the future impact. Formatting, ensure speaker 1 and speaker 2, tags are used exactly. Wait, one more check. The prompt says output only the script content. I must not add here is the script or similar. Just start with speaker 1. Tone check, S1, wow, think about, it's incredible. S2, however, crucial, essentially, let's write it. Wait, I need to make sure I don't accidentally output thinking blocks. Just the script. Also, check the input list formatting again. The input had speaker 1, key capabilities. 1, then speaker 2, 2 then speaker 1, portfolio tracking. This implies a stuttered format. I will fix this to be natural dialogue. Okay, ready to generate, /think. OpenAI has officially launched a dedicated personal finance module within ChatGPT, signaling a significant evolution in artificial intelligence from simple text generation to integrated utility tools.
This update allows users to authenticate and connect their financial accounts directly to the AI assistant, transforming ChatGPT into a comprehensive financial management dashboard.
The landscape of artificial intelligence is shifting, moving beyond basic assistants to deeply integrated tools that manage daily life.
The new features provide a highly personalized experience upon account connection.
The platform aggregates data from various sources to offer a real-time dashboard where users can view portfolio performance instantly without logging into multiple external applications.
Beyond investment tracking, the tool integrates spending analytics.
It analyzes transaction history to categorize expenses, identify recurring subscriptions, and highlight upcoming payments.
This detailed analysis helps users maintain control over cash flow and budgeting.
The AI acts as a proactive financial advisor, offering actionable insights rather than static answers.
We're talking about specific capabilities here. For instance, you get real-time visualization of investment returns and asset allocation.
And for the everyday user, automatic categorization of daily expenses and monthly summaries.
not to mention alerts for recurring charges and suggestion to cancel unused services.
It even includes upcoming bill notifications to prevent late fees.
This integration marks a shift towards agentic AI within the financial sector.
Previously, users manually input data into budgeting apps or spreadsheets.
With this update, ChatGPT performs complex financial tasks autonomously.
For instance, a user can ask, "How can I save more money this month?" and receive a tailored plan based on their actual spending habits connected via bank integration.
This convenience is particularly appealing given the rise of complex financial products and market volatility.
An AI tool that consolidates information from banks, brokerages, and credit cards into one interface streamlines the often overwhelming task of financial literacy.
Security and privacy remain critical considerations.
Connecting bank accounts to an AI model carries significant implications.
OpenAI must ensure sensitive financial data is handled with the highest level of security.
Users will likely need to grant specific permissions, and OpenAI must guarantee that data is used strictly for financial analysis and not sold to third parties.
Trust is paramount in fintech.
OpenAI needs to provide transparent privacy policies explaining data storage, processing, and protection against breaches.
Industry standards for financial apps, including robust encryption and compliance with regulations like GDPR or CCPA, will likely apply.
If executed correctly, this feature could set a new standard for consumer finance apps.
In conclusion, the launch of ChatGPT for personal finance is a pivotal moment for OpenAI.
It demonstrates that the next generation of AI assistants will not just be conversation partners, but active participants in managing daily life.
By allowing users to connect bank accounts, OpenAI is bridging the gap between conversational AI and practical utility.
As this feature rolls out, it will likely be followed by other tech giants looking to integrate their own AI models with banking APIs.
For consumers, it promises a future where managing money is easier, more automated, and more accessible.